Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Today, my daughter Salish and her friend Tsunami try 100 years of celebrity morning routines, including Taylor Swift, Charli D'Amelio, and Queen Elizabeth. Ah! Bird poop. Ah! Starting with
1920.
What is that?
Ew, what is that?
Yours is actually good.
I got something good.
Okay, apparently these are cheesy grits and potatoes. A lot of people, including future President Jimmy Carter, ate this for breakfast.
Silent film star Clara Bow ate pineapple upside down cake, berries, and lemon sorbet.
This looks questionable. This thing doesn't move.
I know a lot of people that like grits, but I've never had them and probably never again.
The pineapple upside down cake, don't try it.
You can have whatever this is.
You can keep that.
How sour.
Ugh. This was the average meal in the 1920s, and it was around 70 cents.
You had to be like a celebrity to eat this. To wash all of it down, they drink black coffee.
I don't like coffee.
Oh, that's actually not even that bad. Dad, you know that we don't like to waste food, so you can eat the rest.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Okay, Sandy, do we have to do this green screen every time? It's kind of hard on the shoulders.
A little too right.
All right, you know what? Forget the green screen. Now the girls are going to do a really funny beauty routine from the 1920s.
Clara Bow was called the It Girl because everybody tried to look like her. And she wore her eye makeup really dark and really messy. So I'm gonna wear these dizzy goggles and attempt to do her makeup.
Whoa!
Is this something? Am I on the palette?
That's the wrong color. You gotta go way to the right.
There you go.
Wait!
That is my hair.
I can't see anything.
No!
Oh, that's my eyebrow.
Oh, sorry.
Salish.
I think that one looks good.
You know, it's giving raccoon. I like it.
Okay, there we go.
Okay.
My lip stuff? Where is it? Is this it?
That is not it. Okay, there you go.
It's so weird.
My lips are here, my teeth are here.
Where?
Let's try to get my lips.
Where? Did I do it?
I don't think I've ever looked this good. You are so professional and talented.
Yay!
I love it.
You can try it to me if you want.
Okay.
Whoa!
What do you think?
Oh, whoa. I did amazing.
Oh, no.
Your
no,
turn.
Me, no.
Doesn't it look weird?
No. That's really light.
No.
Ready? Okay, wait. Ready?
No.
Close your eye.
It's not my eye. I was like, I have goggles on.
This looks so good. That's good.
What?
I'm going to make it look like hers.
It's not it. Okay, comment down below who looks more like Clara Bow. This way. Okay, time for the next
slide. Wait.
Do you guys know what Tom Cruise does for his morning routine? You're gonna wanna wait because we're saving it for last. And they're not gonna be happy.
Ew!
So 1920s makeup.
Thumbs down. Double.
1930s, Sandy, cue the green screen.
Seriously, I don't think we actually need a green screen because
I think
the green.
We do.
Oh, no, okay. Like every decade, I'm not gonna just stand here. Like I have things to do.
This is the 1930s. 3, 2, 1.
Oh.
Animal crackers.
Oh, I know what the crackers are for. Shirley Temple, she did a little.
How do you
it was
know
like
this?
A commercial or an ad or like a movie. She sings about crackers.
With animal crackers in my soup.
How do you know that?
Sound and movies started in the 1930s, and the biggest star on the planet was actually a 6-year-old girl named Shirley Temple.
Since this is on my side, I'll just eat these and you can have the soup.
Actually, Shirley Temple mixed the animal crackers with the soup.
Absolutely
and
not.
And then parents all in the 1930s were complaining, like, now my kid is mixing animal crackers and soup. It became a whole thing. So you gotta mix them and eat them.
Okay.
This is vegetable soup with some animal crackers in it. I mean,
ready?
How bad could it be?
Okay. It's okay.
No.
Yummy. It's like a weird combination of bitter and sweet. Don't actually eat that.
Ew!
We're gonna go do the beauty routine.
Okay, animal cracker soup. By the way, if you're wondering why there's still a green screen behind me, I came up with a better plan. It's not as bad as I thought it would be.
Dad, don't eat that. I spit in it.
One of the things that made Shirley Temple so famous was her dimples. Do you have them?
I do, look.
Oh yeah, you do.
I only have one.
Maybe I'll try and even it out with this dimple maker.
What is this? How do these work? I don't know how it works.
It's squeezing really hard.
It hurts, that's what it does.
This is a fail, nobody buy it then.
Guys, enjoy your natural smile.
There's no point in this. My bedroom is still the holiday room makeover and I need to change it, so comment below what it should turn into. In 1940s, Winston Churchill was a president? Was he a king?
Prime minister, I think.
He was a prime minister. He woke up at 7:30 a.m., did all of his work, he would eat breakfast.
So he did it all in bed?
Yeah, for 4 hours. He was like
lazy.
He ate really big breakfasts in the morning. Butler! Butler!
Oh. What?
Seriously? Prime Minister Churchill, here's your breakfast. There you go, sir. Would you like some cream in your coffee?
Shouldn't it be tea?
Yes, it's tea. There you are.
Oh, that's good.
Here's your second course.
Wow.
And then I might leave because this is like really messing up my hair. I heard your ring, sir. I'm right here.
I'm a ma'am.
For your breakfast is meat, cold eggs, toast with jam. Of course, it's vegetarian meat, as always. And yes, by the way, if you saw last week's video, I am a vegetarian. I'm struggling with it. And any help, please comment below what I'm supposed to be eating, because it sucks. Sir, here is your second course.
Yay!
Grapefruit sugar and some...
Those look good.
Mango things. I'm kind of liking myself with this accent, actually. Tally-ho. Au revoir.
That's French. Is it good? I'm enjoying this grapefruit. If I could ever get it open, it's squash, I think. Ew. Winston!
We are Winston. I'm
here. Yes, may I help you?
What's that?
Those are fruit squares.
What fruit?
I'm not sure. Let me just.
I don't think that's proper.
Oh, that's not fruit at all. That's squash. And also, I've got wig in my mouth. Okay.
Oh, ew.
Can we be done with this?
No!
Okay,
bye,
okay.
Bye.
Ew, was this hanging from my wig the whole time? Oh. Ah! What do you think, Winston? Do I look older?
Who's Winston?
We are Winston.
Winston Churchill. You're Winston.
I'm Salish.
Winston Churchill is one person.
I'm so confused.
He was the prime minister
wait,
of...
Wait, no.
You're
I'm Churchill.
Winston.
She's Winston.
No, it's the same person.
Who's Churchill?
If I'm Winston and she's Churchill, then you're the prime minister.
Winston Churchill is the person, is one person! No. When do we get into history in school? Is that gonna happen soon?
I don't think we go all the way back into that time.
All the way back? It was World War II! It's 1940s!
Rita Hayworth in the 1940s used this special trick. I gotta go get it!
Where's she going? Salish! What is that?
Olive oil.
I'm so excited to see you put that on your hair.
We're both. Mix it.
Ew!
Now just put all the oil on the comb. Comb it on the end.
What exactly is this supposed to do?
Soften, moisturize, condition, something like that.
Okay.
Might have put a little bit too much. Why are the front pieces wet?
I think it works. My hair feels so soft.
Oh, mine doesn't.
Oh, it's oily.
It didn't work. I would not recommend this hair trick.
I 100% recommend this hair trick.
No, my hair is so oily.
If you guys want to FaceTime with us, all you have to do is clip a scene from this video, post it on TikTok or Shorts, and we will FaceTime whoever gets the most likes.
In 1950, Marilyn Monroe was one of the biggest movie stars ever, and this is what she ate for breakfast.
What is that?
She would crack 2 raw eggs, put it in milk, stir it up, and drink it for breakfast.
No.
So have fun.
I'm not eating a raw egg.
We put it in, and then we act like we drink it, and my dad has
and
to
we
drink
milk.
It.
Okay.
Yeah,
there we go.
It's yum.
Dad, we're done.
I'm like standing right here watching you. I can hear you whispering. No, I don't like milk. I don't like egg. Can anybody,
like
Colin, will you do this?
No, you got it.
Sandy, dude, you never do anything. Will you do this?
I'm busy filming.
Here you go.
You'll love it.
Yeah, it's good.
Chug, 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 chug,
no,
chug,
no.
Chug, 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 chug,
I can't do it. Rowan, that's you. It's you. Chuck, oh, you're fired, 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 fired. Yeah!
I quit.
I would quit too. In the 1950s, Marilyn Monroe spent 10 minutes every morning hula hooping for exercise, so we're gonna have a competition. This is a Sephora gift certificate. Whichever one of you goes longer gets it.
3, 2, 1.
I'm gonna get that gift card. Yay, I won! Yay!
I don't know how Marilyn Monroe did that for 10 minutes.
So far, the celebrities have been a lot of people you might not have heard of, but wait until you see what Taylor Swift, Charli D'Amelio, and especially Tom Cruise do for their morning routines. It's worth waiting for.
In the 1960s, Queen Elizabeth would wake up at 7:30 and drink her tea. Tea time! Dad?
No, I'm not doing it. I can't do it.
Tea time!
I don't want to do it.
Please!
How? No.
Madam Queen!
Ah!
Here's your tea and cookies.
Stop, just stop.
Here's your cookies.
What is that?
That's your breakfast, Madam Queen. Would you care for some milk in your tea?
Yeah.
Good, thank you.
Why is your hair kind of eating with that outfit?
Is eating a good thing?
My hair is eating.
No, stop.
The way the queen always took her tea is that she dumped the cookie into the tea. Mm.
It's good, right? It's actually good. This is my favorite meal so far.
It's kind of good, actually.
A lot better than the Marilyn chugging the raw egg thing.
Were you alive when Elizabeth II was born?
Yeah.
You were?
1922.
And you were 19.
I was, we don't talk about my age. Cut!
We're only in the 1970s, and I want to hurry up because I want to do the routines of Charli D'Amelio, Tom Cruise.
Lady Gaga.
That's all in 2020. So you got to get through this to get to 2020.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, cereal.
Okay. This is like the best one yet. Yum, but why are we eating cereal?
In the 1970s, the major sports stars were all on the box of Wheaties. What do you guys think?
This is so good.
Mm-hmm.
Best one yet. But what else did they do for their morning routine?
Poof. In the 1970s, there was a huge movie star named Jane Fonda, who I actually co-starred with in a new movie.
You mean I did?
No, I did. It was called Teenage Kraken. I was the principal. Seosh was a cute little fish.
Hi, Ruby.
So Jane Fonda was a big movie star, and every morning she would do 30 minutes of jazzercise.
Oh no.
On a VHS tape.
I've never seen one of these.
What's that? How's there a movie inside this?
Oh, you don't have to open it. Wait, what?
Oh, there you go.
It just slid in.
Like it went
out of the
back. I want the DVD back.
I'm so confused.
Parents out there, right? Are you laughing too? Here we go, jazzercise time.
Can you poof us into other clothes?
Yeah. Poof. Okay, so we don't use the poof. That's fine. They're gonna just do it. They're teenagers.
Let's go.
What is she doing?
Why are they dabbing?
Dad, come join us.
I think jazzercise is like the beginning of TikTok. Ow, my knees. Okay, I got you.
I can't see.
Tell me this is not TikTok.
I swear, if anyone from school sees this,
this is so embarrassing.
Yeah? Oh, I love this. One more of it. Up. Okay. Oh, we just keep doing this. This is so embarrassing. At least we're doing it together. What? I just... Actually!
My dad told us that this breakfast is from a TV show set in the 80s. What do you think it is?
I have no idea.
Me either. Let's just open it. 3, 2, 1. Oh, Stranger Things?
Oh, was it set in the 80s?
Is yours freezing cold?
Oh, yours is like, feel mine, it's soggy.
11 eats frozen Eggos without maple syrup or anything.
Okay, ready?
No. This is not my favorite just because it's frozen, but I do love waffles, definitely over pancakes.
Over pancakes?
Team pancakes.
Team waffles.
Team pancakes.
Waffles.
Waffles.
Fine, agree to disagree.
Team pancakes.
The next beauty hack is from Cindy Crawford, and she was a huge model in the 1980s. So we have this glass bottle, and I need to go to the kitchen really quick.
Again?
Okay, she's in the kitchen again.
Is that milk?
It's milk.
Milk.
I actually volunteered you for this beauty hack.
What?
So you just mix water and milk?
I'm not doing that.
Does it work? Rowan, I think this is clogged. It's not working. See? Tell me if you feel anything.
No. Oh, wait.
No, what is that? What is that? Ew, what is it? Whoa.
What is it?
You'll be younger.
What is it?
Ah!
No, you did not just.
this is because it softens your skin. You're welcome, everyone. In the 90s, movie star Gwyneth Paltrow would drink a smoothie. Let's see.
Oh, what is that?
Delicious.
Almond milk,
almond butter,
coconut oil,
salt,
vanilla,
mushroom protein powder,
maca.
What is maca?
Ashwagandha. Hishu,
what is that?
Cordyceps and moon dust.
What is moon dust?
Something to make your brain happy.
Okay.
Now it's time to try it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Yes! You know what that means.
Yeah, I do.
We made a deal. If they don't want to do something, I'll do it, but I'm regretting it. That's mushrooms and chunk, and it's so expensive, too. This is how much it cost. That's like a car in the 1920s. Okay, here we go. We're just going to get this over with, but... Oh, that was one big chunk.
In the 90s, movie star Halle Berry would use this hack to make her skin look really good. You take a loofah, you take body wash, pour it all over the loofah like this.
Wow.
We're using native. It smells really good. Coffee grounds, really dunk it in. This looks disgusting, but it exfoliates your skin and makes it really soft.
This just feels gross. This is nasty.
Yeah, it feels like I'm getting dirty, not clean.
Why don't you just use a body scrub? Ew, it's staining my skin.
Ow, that hurts. Oh wait, my skin's so soft.
It definitely kind of hurt having to use the loofah on your skin, but I think it's worth it because my skin, it feels so soft.
Well, that was a good hack. Thanks, Halle Berry. The next hack is from Catherine Zeta-Jones. Catherine Zeta-Jones was on the show Wednesday and a bunch of other really cool shows. So we're gonna grind up the strawberries and the baking soda, and then it's gonna be a whole toothpaste. Oh, yeah. Okay, we should add our baking soda.
Smells kind of weird.
Baking soda obviously whitens your teeth, and there's an acid in strawberries that takes away any staining. And that's what Catherine says, and she has like perfectly white teeth. Time to test it. It's gonna taste disgusting. Oh.
Ew.
Ugh.
Terrible. No, we'll do it. It
do
was
not
disgusting.
Ever do it's that. Like this. It's 2000s, and we're gonna try and guess what's under here. Okay, it's like it's two.
It okay. Feels like a.
It's
feels
maybe like one, two, three.
Oh, we were so off.
Apple cider vinegar.
If it involves me drinking that, absolutely not. Same. Absolutely not.
Yay! Apparently, Jennifer Aniston from Friends drinks a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar every morning.
Tablespoon.
I'm not doing that, and you don't want to do it either, right? So.
Before you just give up, just give it a try. It's good for you. It's actually healthy.
It's just like drinking kombucha.
Oh, it's good. You're really selling that whole. It's good.
It's good. It just burnt my throat.
That does not taste like kombucha. At the end of 2000s, Lady Gaga became a huge pop star, and she has this one beauty hack, and I really want to try it to see if it actually works. We're gonna make a really cool eye look with makeup, and then take this tape and see if it can remove the eye makeup. So I'm just gonna do like a bunch everywhere just to see if it will get off. But I'm not actually trying, guys, so.
Don't judge.
Yeah, that's my finished makeup look. Now, I'm gonna take tape. And let's see if this works. I suck at eyeliner. Mom, come see.
What's the look thing?
Mom, we're supposed to remove it. Hopefully it does, because I do not want to go wash my face.
Let's see. Okay, you ready? I'm so scared it's gonna hurt. Oh. Did it work?
Did it work?
No. Ow, it's just ripping on my eyelid.
Literally.
I'm gonna give this a thumbs down. It didn't really work that well.
Oh, it did.
Oh, for the eyeliner? Makeup remover is just so much more convenient.
Yeah. I feel like people would use this if like they like their full look, but they just don't like one part.
Yeah, were you in a race to do this particular look?
Oh, thanks. Thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
Finally, 2010, something that we've heard of. So I'm gonna eat Simone Biles' breakfast.
And I'm gonna eat Charlie D'Amelio's because she blew up in like 2019. So that's still the 2010s.
One, two, three, two, one. I hate these. Is that donut?
Lucky! I have the Charlie drink and then a donut from Dunkin' Donuts.
And I have an Oryx bar. How about we both try each other's?
That's a great idea.
So here, you can have half of mine. Simone Biles would have a protein bar every day for breakfast, which is similar to me. It's actually so good.
This is good.
If I eat this every day, will I be in the Olympics?
Coffee sucks.
I like coffee. Coffee is so good. is good. Finally, I have my new favorite protein bar. This is Kendall Jenner's face mask. Still on, 2010, so this is avocado. Anyways, so we're just gonna take the avocado out. And guys, you can do this too, because all of this I can find in the kitchen. First, we mash up the avocado. Then we add honey. Then we add lavender oil. Sandy, cue the last time we tried lavender oil.
Why would you drink that?
Tsunami tried it. So let's try it. Well, let's not do that again. So we're just gonna put like a couple drops. Oh, and the oats.
What exactly does this do for your skin?
Brightens with the honey. Maybe exfoliates with the oats. The avocado has antioxidants. Lavender oil is probably for the sun. Now I just have to go put it on. Okay. Wait.
Ew.
This is very unpleasant. Working? I'm sorry.
Oh.
Kendall Jenner, are you kidding me? Why would you do this? Double thumbs down.
I think it's okay. It wasn't too bad, but I don't like how
sticky
it is.
Yeah, I think it's like that.
Next is part of Simone Biles' morning routine. She does wall sits every day, but there's a twist. You're gonna have a competition, and the winner gets a Sephora card. You guys are gonna do wall sits together. I'm gonna ask you a question. If you can't answer it correctly, you get a book on your lap. Whoever collapses first loses, the winner gets a Sephora card.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Who was this six-year-old movie star in the 1930s?
Shirley Temple.
Oh, you both got it right. Next, what was the name of the Prime Minister of England in 1940s?
Winston Churchill?
Oh, no. Okay. How are you doing? You feeling it? Is it burning? What is the name of the woman who started the face mask that you had to put
Kendall
on?
Kendall Jenner.
Oh, boy.
God.
Okay.
She's not even a heavy one.
The next round is... what was the name of the... she lost it. Okay.
Yay.
Another Sephora card.
I'll share that one with you.
Cool.
Next is the 2020s, and this is what Taylor Swift eats for breakfast.
Wait, what is that?
That is a buckwheat crepe with eggs, ham, and cheese.
Turns it all down some more orange juice.
Oh, it has the fake ham thing. I'll have that, actually.
Yum. Taylor Swift eats real ham, but I don't eat meat.
Mm-hmm.
I like the egg. She likes the ham. Neither of us like that.
It just tastes really weird.
It's a fake version of flour.
And now we have bad blood. Come on, say, remember when we went to Taylor Swift? We had a lot of fun. Cue a couple of clips. 5, 6, 7, 8. What lyrics? And now it's time for the final morning routine. Everybody is wondering, what does Tom Cruise do in the morning to look so good? It is this. Might not look like much, but it's actually bird poop.
Ew!
I've already mixed it up. Here you go. What's wrong? It's just bird poop. Everybody that's watching this video is assuming you're gonna make me do this.
Yeah.
But I am offering you an opportunity to have bird poop on your face for the first time ever. You're gonna look young forever. Here you go. You wanna do it first?
No.
What if I give you an extra Sephora gift card?
No.
Two.
No.
No, please, please, please. No.
We are
two Sephora
gifts.
Do not leave. No. Wait a minute. She left. I don't have to do it at all.
Yes, you do.
She heard that. This is the one I didn't want to have to do. Oh, I'm gonna admit, Tom Cruise is older than me and he looks better than me, but I'm not sure if this is worth it. Oh, should I put bird poop on my face every day so that I look like Tom Cruise? Sandy, show me looking like Tom Cruise. Yeah, maybe not. Oh, God, wait. I think that got in my mouth. Oh! Do I look any younger?